I'm well and dandy, and as you can see, a lot younger and better looking than that young man that has just done. We haven't been to Durban for quite a while now, so it's not a surprise that we've done two nights. I thought we should have done bigger venues anyway, you
Yeah,
know, but they've all sold out, and it's been a lovely tour so far, you know.
I
Crowds
think
have been
people,
gorgeous.
I think they
Yeah.
underestimated UB40. I don't know why they do this. They do this. They must never underestimate a UB40.
Well, the thing is that there's two UB40s knocking about at the moment. And one of them is my one, with me singing all my hits.
Yeah.
And there's another UB40 with someone else singing all my hits. So I think if you rocked up to the wrong one, you might be a little disappointed, maybe.
There are some youngsters who don't know who UB40 is, and I always have to say to them, "What about this song?" They go, "Oh yeah, we know about them." But it's not just the three number ones. How many charting songs do you have?
Oh, we had 40 top 20 hits
That's
in
insane.
the 80s and the 90s. You know, we were probably the most prolific band of those two decades, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, our biggest hit was Elvis cover, you know, Can't Help Falling in Love, which
Yeah.
was in the film Sliver. So that did really well. But of course, our original hit was Red, Red Wine, written by Neil Diamond. And that had the two lives because it went to number one in England and South Africa, all over the world actually, in 1983 or four, I think. And then 5 years later, it went to number one in America. So it had like two lives, you know. And that's the one that I think we're most known for. Yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose people listening will want to know what can they expect from, you know, from a UB40 concert if they've never been before.
I can't give it all away, obviously.
Hey, how do you
Kind of
choose
dark.
your list?
I've been doing this now for, well, since 1984. So do the math. I've been doing it long enough, and all over the world, you know, we're very lucky that we've got a worldwide fan base, you know. And everywhere I go, people want to hear, you know, the UB40 hits. It's as simple as that, you know. And we had plenty to choose from. So I've been honing down the sets, you know. In fact, we put in a new number in tonight. Not new as in a new recording, but we swap songs around in the set, you know, to keep us on our toes as much as anything else. But we just do songs that everyone knows, you know. And it's a great night.
How much do you remember from the last time you were in Durban or South Africa?
Well, it was quite a while ago. I remember the hotel we were staying at. I got a suite, and by my bed it said the Dalai Lama slept here. So that was my enduring memory of
That's
being in
great.
Durban, was sleeping where the Dalai Lama slept. I thought that was a bit strange, but there you go.
I remember when I was a youngster, and we would listen to you before. See, obviously, listening to you guys was synonymous with a night out, relaxing, even if it's on the beach. And we would have some what we refer to as electric spinach, or you know, the Mary Jane that would be passed around. And life has
Yeah.
changed so much since then, because back then you could get arrested for that, and now there's, you know, you can order it in a vape pen.
Yeah. Well, last year, I think marijuana sales in America topped chocolate sales. So, you know, that says it all, doesn't it? You know,
Yeah. Are
it's
you?
something we've been campaigning for 40 years, you know, the legalization of cannabis. It still hasn't happened in England
Oh, really?
for whatever, you know, spurious political, horrid reason. But, you know, now that it's legalized more or less everywhere in the world, we can get on with researching it properly and find out the real medicinal qualities that CBD and that cannabis has. You know, I think, you know, there's possibilities with marijuana that we haven't even thought of. Crowds are always multiracial as well, which is something that went down well in Zimbabwe when we just played there. You know, that was something that they said, you know, it felt very multiracial, and that makes me very pleased because that's what we're all about, you know.
People tend to forget that you brought a sort of a European British blend to something that was very much a Jamaican slash African sound and made it accessible to the planet. So obviously, your gigs would be completely multiracial, and you were in Zimbabwe. Is there anywhere you haven't been yet? Because if you have a look at where UB40's been, we only have just over 200 countries and territories on the planet. How many of the 200 plus have you been to?
You know, we've been to Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands and Rarotonga and Fiji and Samoa. And, you know, we get everywhere. And that's one of the joys of what I do, you know. Like I said, we're very lucky to have a worldwide fan base, you know. Yeah. So we can travel around the world and still, you know, sell out shows.
Yeah, fantastic.
We went to the Solomon Islands and we were greeted by these guys, you know, with bones through their noses and bird of fat paradise feathers in their hair, and they were amazing looking guys with blowpipes and bows and arrows and stuff. And that was that. They greeted us at the plane, and then we followed them, and they produced panpipes and then started playing UB40 material on their panpipes, you know. And Solomon Islands.
Wow.
And I mean, it just blew us all away, these fantastic people that came from the, you know, from the forests, had their panpipes out playing UB40 tunes. I mean, how does that happen? I don't know. I can see that that we have had an impact, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we have helped to popularise reggae music, which is the music that we all love and that we grew up loving, you know? In fact, we grew up while reggae was becoming reggae, you know.
Yeah.
When we decided to play reggae as a band, it was only 11 years old, you know. Before that it had been rock steady, before that it had been ska. We were too young for that.
Yeah.
So you know, it's been a great journey, and the fact that reggae's still popular and hasn't outlived its own cool or anything like trad jazz did, you know, is a great thing, you know. And it still unifies people, and it's still, you know, protest music or sufferers music, if you like. And it's still worth listening to, you know. And, of course, the influence that reggae's had on contemporary pop music is enormous. You know, all the production techniques come from dub. Dub comes from reggae, you know. So all the contemporary music you're listening to, dance music, you know, is based around Sly Dunbar beats, basically, the greatest drummer in the world.
Wow. And I think that's why your music resonated with South Africa so much, where we were coming through our troubles, because you spoke to everyone, and it was an opportunity for a fractured country. Your music and your message was a meeting point for a nation that was divided.
Yeah. And I remember when we came, we upheld the cultural boycott, obviously, until Nelson Mandela was released. And that's when we came. And the positive vibes and the feeling was wonderful in South Africa, you know, with the new flag and everything, and the ANC, you know, getting into power. And it was great times for South Africa, you know. And we were proud to have been here, you know, just as we were proud to be invited to Zimbabwe to celebrate their independence, where we promptly went to Matopos, where Cecil Rhodes was buried, and we danced on his grave, and all the photographers took pictures of us doing that, but nobody would publish them when we got home, you know, because it was considered disrespectful, I suppose. But of course, we were trying to be disrespectful. That was the whole point.
That was the point, yeah. Oh, it's been an absolute privilege. You're my childhood. You're my student years. You're my first kiss, first date moments. They all happened. You were there for all of those, and to actually get an opportunity to speak to you face to face is wonderful. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us.
Not a problem. Nice to talk to you as well. Big love.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.